The old chorus says, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. No, though none go with me, I still will follow." And continuing on our theme yesterday of him dealing with us to bring us into conformity with himself, he didn't actually say this, "If anyone will come after me, let him enjoy himself, be beautifully dressed, be drunk with delight." He didn't say, "Be glad that you're perfect and that you can see how well you're doing." He said, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." And his path winds up the side of a steep mountain where death is on every side. And we don't yet see the lovely side of following him. We see what he takes away, but we don't see what he gives. And sometimes we exaggerate the sacrifices and ignore the blessings. But Paul, you know, repeats exactly what Jesus said. He tells us to be clothed with Christ. But before you can put on Christ, you've got to be stripped. Stripped of your self-love, so that you might receive that white robe washed in the blood of the Lamb, his purity. Don't listen to the voice, beloved, that suggests that you live for yourself. The voice of self-love is, believe it or not, more powerful than the voice of the serpent. Jesus leaves no empty place within you. You will be led to the fullness of Christ. You will not live in measure. You will live in fullness. But two things can't occupy the same space. So here we are a few days in, and he's getting serious with us, isn't he? He is so serious about having all your heart, not part of it. He doesn't do shared love. He doesn't do timeshare. He doesn't do, "Lord, let me first." He does abandonment, surrender, simplicity, solitude, seeking after him.